Director Young is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and Director Olinger is going to do our opening prayer. Okay, if you would stand if you can. Thank you.
All right, please join with me. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, again, we meet as a panel and staff to deliberate on issues vital to the public we serve. We seek your guidance to ensure that fiduciary decisions serve the best interests of everyone. Now be with us as we take on the cares and joys of everyday life. In your name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, take roll call, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
He's excused.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here. Thank you. All right. I'm going to move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
All right. I have a second.
Discussion?
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Dr. Taylor, I know that at our meeting on Saturday, you had requested that we move the meeting to tonight because you had a graduation to go to.
I did. I went to it last night.
Yeah, and I had no problem moving it, but I was a little distressed that the regular business items were not shared a customary 72 hours notice, because for me, getting a very large board packet on top of all our budget stuff, because I expected to get the budget stuff at the last minute, but I was a little surprised when we didn't get the regular stuff that we were postponing from last night until just literally last night. So I am really concerned about that, because while technically it's still legal because, you know, we're under the special provision of 24 hours, this is all regular business stuff, which should be done under the 72 hours to allow the public to have the opportunity, as well as board members, to fully vet the material. And so I was, while I had no problem moving the meeting to accommodate your needs, I was a little surprised that we couldn't at least gun the regular board items in advance.
All right, your comments are duly noted. Thank you. All right, so we have it out there to adopt the agenda. I have a second. Please take the vote, Madam Secretary.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes, thank you. Before we get into public participation, I'm going to report out of our meeting. The district was recently served with a lawsuit. It was determined that the lawsuit is being issued by the district. The district has decided to take over the lawsuit itself and investigate it by an outside counsel. And we also decided that legal counsel was named in the lawsuit, along with other law firms, that for our legal counsel, because he was acting within the scope and privy of the water district, we're going to provide legal counsel to defend him in the suit, and that also by law we're required to do that, as we've done for other board of directors and stuff. And that was our decision. Okay. That was it. All right.
Did you report out a vote?
Oh, the vote was three and one abstention.
Well, for both items?
For both items. It was Don Olinger, Kyle Crowther, and myself. Does that meet all the requirements?
It does.
I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. All right, moving along with the public participation. Where is it? Oh. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card, sorry about that, and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes under the State of California Brown Act. The Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to the noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Okay? I have two cards. How about ladies first, June? Sorry, Mr. Griggs. Ladies first.
June Hayes, San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. President Taylor, members of the board. This year, Valley District has about 86,000 acre feet of supplemental water available for delivery. After considering about 47,000 acre feet of orders for 2019 and the carryover of about 5,000, there's still a remaining balance of about 34,000 acre feet of water. As a response to the new cooperative spirit and given the historic low groundwater storage levels, Valley District has decided that we will purchase the remaining State Water Project water at an estimated cost of $5.4 million for delivery to the Valley Service area. Of course, we don't have Cactus Basins up and running yet, so it won't come here, but it will go into the San Bernardino Basin and be available to all retailers, and I'm just happy to report that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
May I ask her a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's assume that Valley District does not, now you've elected to purchase all your allotment. Is there carryover on allotment if you don't purchase for the next year?
Well, we have carryover from last year, so I assume so. Don't know that I'm 100% sure that you have. I'm right. She says
yeah.
I'm right.
Yeah. Wise decision, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wise decision on
your part.
And I know the board has been encouraging this over the last couple years that we need to get as much water as possible in here. Because we still are at historic lows, and with all of the extra water up north, we'll take anything they'll give us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. All right, Mr. Griggs, you're up.
Don Griggs, President. Ratepayers Association. I did find the budget review meeting helpful, and Mr. Brown and I were impressed with the questions, but were more impressed with the professionalism in which the staff responded to the directors. I did not get the impression that the exchange was a gotcha kind of an exchange, even though Greg was more seniority would ask a question that new staff would not know. But even then, you handled yourself very well. At the last regular meeting, Mr. Brown and I was approached at the door by a gentleman by the name of Tony. You probably know Tony. He said, "Did we know that Clarence was going to be terminated tonight because they had three votes?" We said no and came into the meeting. You came out of closed session and Clarence was still here. After the meeting, Tony approached me and said, and I quote, "Clarence is nothing but a shoe shiner and had lost the district a lot of money with all the lawyers being hired to defend these employee terminations." I stopped him, but I'll continue with that a little later. But I did say that hiring of so many law firms was because of Clifford and Greg Young leading the charges to fire these good employees. That happened before Clarence got here. So don't go around spreading that lie. I would not accept it. Now, getting back to his remark about shoeshiner, Maya Angelou, great poet and civil rights activist, said, "When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time." That remark was inappropriate language, and in my circle, it's called a racial slur. Him not knowing that, I guess, was very comfortable using it. It was indicated that there were three votes that would be guaranteed to get rid of Clarence. I sure would like to know where those three votes came from, or was it an inside job? Maybe someone in the staff may have made him aware that there would be three votes getting Clarence out of there. If so, I would like to know who they are, because maybe they too are using that inappropriate inappropriate language when they're describing a person of color. My question, and I want the board to think about that, because if there is and if there are, I'm going to find out who you are and I'm going to out you. A 30-year employee, this Tony was, and for him to use that kind of language is disgraceful, because that proves to me that he has not been around people like me or anyone that he could feel comfortable using the proper language, and we should do something about that. What do we do about it? I think you should check your, first of all, your diversity. You should also make sure you get diversity training in people and hire more people that look like me where you can feel comfortable when you can use words that are not offending the people of color. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Griggs. I got a question for you. Yes, sir. I don't know who this Tony is. You said this Tony's an employee of the district?
He was at one time. I'm sure one of your colleagues who died in Tony.
Oh, I have no idea who he is.
I'm sure
someone. He's not currently an employee?
I think he may be retired. He worked here for 30 or 40 years.
Oh, okay.
I know Tony. He's retired from the district several years.
I was going to say that would be uncalled for an employee to make a comment like that if they're employed here.
Well, he's an employee that's been around 30-something years. Using it, so that tells me that evidently has been used before by him and that represent him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Griggs. Appreciate that. All right. Was that it? All right. I don't see any other interest in public participation, so I'm going to call it closed. All right, information. This is the water reliability. God, I wish they'd improve the font on this. Program update, is that you, Clarence?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And Joe is going to come up and give the presentation.
I hate to ask, but can we do like maybe font 13 on these things? I don't know if this is 11 or 10.
It's actually Crystal will handle that.
It just kills me.
Just a quick update on the This is just a quick update on the some of the key sites involved in the water reliability update. Well 8A, we test pumped it, and it ran steady and kept a good pumping level at 2200 GPM. We had no water quality issues at that pumping level, so that came out good as well. And the well is ready to be re-equipped. So that source should be back in use very shortly. Well 15, test pump was installed on 5:30. The new pump setting will begin test pumping at that level on 6:10. We're expecting, from the videos and everything, that well is still in good shape, so we're not expecting any problems there. The expected safe yield is about 1,500 gallons per minute. Well 41, we broke ground on the project on 5/29, and this is the construction phase of it. We still have to amend our permit with State Health and put resin in the vessels, but the construction part is underway. Well capacity will be reduced from 2,200, which was its former yield, to 2,000 GPM, because that's the max we can get through the ion exchange vessels. Well 54, the deaeration tank has been constructed. I don't know if anybody's gone up and down the 15, but you can clearly see it from the freeway. Construction of the new booster pump that's gonna take water from the reservoir and put it into the system is underway, and the new capacity of that will be 750 GPM. Pressure zones and the expected completion dates. Well 8A can go to either pressure zone 3 or 4. It's expected to be done on 6/25. Well 15 goes to zone 3. That's expected to be completed on or about 6/25. Well 41 goes to zone 2, and that'll be completed approximately 7/19. Well 54 goes to zone 6, and we're expected to have that completed about 7/19. That's it. That's the quick update. Any questions?
No, I don't have any. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice.
No problem.
Good job. All right, let's move on with the agenda. Let's go down to the consideration of on the consent calendar. We have items 1 through 12. Does anybody want to pull anything?
No.
All right, I move that we pass items 1 through 12 on the consent calendar. Do I have a second?
Second.
OK, Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, you take the roll call.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
In objection to not allowing the public enough time to review this, I'm voting no.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. So moved. All right, moving down to business matters, with the exception of item number 17, which is under discussion, I would like to move items 15 or 13, 14, 15, and 16. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Have a second. Any discussion? Other than your objection, we know. Okay. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
I'm voting no because of the lack of transparency and not allowing the public for 72 hours.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. Let's move
Mr.
down
President,
to.
Mr. President, I think you should make a note that the public did have the 72-hour notice on the agenda pursuant to California law, so they did have our the notice that is required.
All right. Duly noted.
But they didn't have the material, correct?
I don't know about that, but the law requires a 72-hour notice for the agenda. That has been done.
I will amend my comments. Thank you, legal counsel. But the packet was not available to the public, and that is my concern.
Legal counsel is the...
And I apologize. Madam Secretary corrected me that it's 24 hours notice because it's a special meeting, so that has been met.
Okay. Thank you. Are we good now, or anybody else want to throw a comment in there? All right, we're good. Okay, we're going to move on to discussion item number 17, and that's to continue our review of the proposed fiscal budget 2019-20. We'll pick up where we left off last time if staff wants to get comfortable. All right.
Is it a new one? Mm-hmm. Revised since yesterday?
No.
The same as the one I got last night?
Yes.
Then no, I'm good.
Greg, do you know where you left off? I already got it.
Well, I kind of had to start all over again because there were so many changes.
Really?
But the good news is there isn't as many questions now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, but... I did have one remaining question on the income. Yes, one. I'm on the 50-page version on the first page. Hydrant water sales. I noticed we were quite a bit over the budget for last year. Is this just developer-related, Linda? Okay, and do we anticipate the level to decrease as far as sales compared to this past year? Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I am hearing from developers that things are slowing down a
little,
okay. So we might see a reduction.
No, then the 550 makes sense, but I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. Okay, moving along. Oh, I actually did have one more thing on income, I'm sorry. On page 2, conservation rebate reimbursement. Can someone speak to this item? Because on the first version that we had last Saturday, this was $20,000. Now we're putting it at $57,750.
That's correct. And you will see that the expenses have increased as well. After discussion with general manager, it was decided to go forward with the rebate program and participate in the program more fully than was previously budgeted.
Okay, because I guess my concern is that if we look on the sheet here on the far left, we budgeted $65,000 last year, but we only year to date have realized 24.48% of that.
Correct.
So my concern is,
no, thanks.
You know, $20,000 seemed much more reasonable based on last year's performance. So what guarantee is that we're going to get the 52?
Well, if we do not,
we weren't staffed to get the job done. We are staffed to get the job done now.
But we had staff most of the year in that department, correct?
Actually, we only had two. Nassim came in late.
Mm-hmm.
The only people we had here were Socorro and Scott.
Yeah.
And they were not really engaged. And Socorro was, but right now with Nassim here and also Jeremiah on board, we'll be able to do more in this area.
Well, I guess my concern with that is that of all the events which I've seen either Scott or Socorro at, they were constantly talking about the available rebates. So I guess my concern is I'm not sure if that $52,000 is really realistic. I mean, I'm willing to give you more than 20 because now we have more people and we're going to push it a little harder. I'm just worried that that's a little too high. But if you're confident we can get there, that's fine. We can
confident.
Leave it.
Yes.
But I'm worried that when I come at the mid-year, I'm going to see another very small percentage here.
But since Nassim has been here, you've seen how aggressive he is.
Oh, no. Nassim is very aggressive. I'm not discounting him. I'm just, when I look at last year's performance versus what you're proposing, it doesn't quite jive.
No, and I understand that,
yeah.
But it's a difference in personnel. We have more people and more aggressive people.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Moving on to page 3, public affairs. And I don't know if, Nassim, you want to come up and answer these questions, but there was a little more detail provided for the first three items here for the training and courses, but I still kind of wanted to know more of a breakdown, if possible. You know, it's like the writing courses. I mean, is that for all staff? Is that only for a couple positions? I mean, I'd just like to see a little more detail as far as what this $5,500 or $6,500 is actually going towards, and if there's specific conferences or trainings that have already been identified.
Yes. Good evening. First of all, good evening, board members. I appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you tonight. We actually did work with our general manager, CFO, and various other staff, and our staff had requested, specifically Socorro and Scott, have requested assistance in being able to become more trained in one individual would like to be trained more in the computer aspects and basic computer and also writing skills.
Okay.
And then in addition, it is more interaction, how to the appropriate things to say in the public and some of the things not to say, you know, words to use in the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some of the items that we're looking for. And we've actually identified some courses that are pretty, these, we budgeted for four individuals. The four individuals at our staff, the AGM, my position, and two other positions. And they're through the Special Districts, California Special Districts Association. And also there's another similar organization that does a lot of trainings at a minimal cost, Fred Pryor. And I think it's National Training Seminar. So
I think that's kind of what I'm looking for is just kind of a breakdown of, you know, computer training for one, two, or however many people, and then list where that's coming from. Are we sending them to Cal State San Bernardino? Are we sending them to Valley College? Are we sending them to CS? I would just like to see a little more broken down.
Yeah, here. I understand that. I definitely understand that, Director Young.
Because then it's forcing you to justify, okay, how much is it going to actually cost instead of just setting a dollar amount?
We don't have the specific locations yet since it is for the next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do have the cost based on what it has been costing on an ongoing basis annually. And that's where we were able to get the breakdown of that cost, and we included it in there.
You know, Greg, sometimes instead of being specific on where you're going to send them, you might want to leave that general because you can find someplace cheaper, rates change, locations change. If you name it specific, then I think they have to follow the exact specific item on this, and it doesn't give them any flexibility to change that if something does change.
Well, I understand where you're coming from on that, Mike, and I partially agree and I partially disagree. I mean, I think that there's enough flexibility within these line items to where if they found another place, they could easily do that with the general manager's authority. I just want to see an effort by staff to try to pre-identify some of those costs. Mm-hmm. Again, if you change venues or go somewhere else, I have no issue with that, but to me, what I'm trying to get away from is just seeing dollar amounts for training, but nobody's really tried to do the little bit of pre-footwork. I mean, I realize things are going to evolve over the next year.
Actually, Director Young, if you wouldn't mind giving me just 1 minute, let me go to my office. I have a packet of specific costs that I think would be able to answer your questions. President, do you mind?
Well, if I may, I mean, I'm not expecting you to give it to me like right now. I'm just saying on the next draft, I would like to see it a little more detail. That's okay. All I'm looking for.
Definitely, we'll go ahead and do that.
And yeah, you can have it a little bit generalized, like local training, we figure it's gonna cost this much, and this much for travel, or this much for lodge. I just kinda wanna see where that 55 or 6,500, how it's broken down. That's really what I'm looking for, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah, so, okay. Thank you, Ms. Eamon, appreciate it. I do have a couple other questions while you're still up there, sorry. On page 4, you had 3,500 for government social media conference. Is there such a conference that's for just government social media, or is it just like?
There is.
Oh, okay.
There is. It's a national conference put on, and that's where partners include Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, various different platforms, and also it also includes now additional platforms for different demographics, different communities and cultures that okay. have been created in other countries and are growing to assist in the communication of a specific background, ethnicity. Well, so that's one of the things that we did that
now,
we incorporated in that.
Yeah, now, is it just a national conference or is there like local chapters too?
No,
to it,
it's just a national conference.
And do we know where the conference is gonna be?
I do not know this year.
All right, that's fine. And then I did have a question, and I think I raised it last time to Clarence because you were unable to be here last time. But the Inland Solar Challenge, we're budgeting $6,000 for that, but historically we've only done $35,000 because that's kind of what it's been for Rialto High. And I believe I had asked, are we planning on expanding? Is that why it's $6,000 now?
That was one of the items that we were looking at expanding through our organization. We sponsor Rialto High School, mm-hmm. and it's only one school that we sponsor. We were looking at potentially getting additional, incorporating other schools to participate in that.
So that would maybe let us expand to one more high school then maybe?
Potentially.
Any thoughts on where we're looking to expand?
Not exactly. We before having those conversations, yeah. we wanted to make sure we secured the funding for it.
Okay. And then a little further down at the bottom of page 4, the social media promotion, you're asking for a slight increase on that to increase the engagement. And I didn't really have an issue with it. I was just more curious as to what avenues that increase would take. I mean, are we looking at getting on new platforms? How are we planning on increasing engagement with that budget?
That would incorporate one of the things we would like to incorporate now. It would be Facebook ads, mm-hmm. Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and that would also help with the increase of the rebate program.
Okay. Yeah, I was figuring it might be more Facebook ads, but I just wanted to be clear. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Those are all the questions I have for you, Nassim. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah. Unless staff or you all have any other questions. Okay, so just moving along. And I do want to thank everybody for working diligently on these changes since we were here on Saturday. I don't have as many questions this time, but or at least up until the point where we left off last time. But it was up until like 12 o'clock doing all this too, so. Okay, water treatment, page 18. Back to the question of office supplies. It's more just a question because I noticed that last time we had it there and then now it's been taken out and we're saying that it's going to be supplied or provided by purchasing. Now,
yes.
What's our normal practice here? Does purchasing provide supplies for all departments?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I just want to clarify that because I was like, okay, that's different. Okay. That's fine. On bottom of page 19, kind of to my point on public affairs as far as the transportation, meals, and conferences. If we can get a little more of a breakdown for the transportation, meals, and conferences in this one would be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, I just kind of want a general idea of what you're all planning, basically. On page 20, which is water treatment, Romer and arsenic, 5390. I did have a question on the uniforms. We have uniform rental service. Do we rent uniforms for this department?
Yes, we don't buy them. By renting the uniforms, when they get old, they just change out the new ones.
But we don't do that for other departments, do we?
No, everybody that's on uniforms is a rental service.
Okay, yeah, because this one kind of confused me, because everywhere else it's just listed as uniforms, and then here it's listed as rental, and I'm like...
They're all
supplier. All rentals.
Right.
Okay. All right, well, we might want to clarify that.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I remember someone used the term uniforms, and I think it was customer service.
Yeah.
But those are actually shirts that are bought.
Okay, so we just need to be clear on that then. Okay. All right, that's fine. Again, it kind of threw me off because it was the only place I saw it say it like that. The next page on page 21, the other miscellaneous. You had listed $30,000 for unexpected repairs for failures of the arsenic plant. And I was just curious what... because there were two different line items in this last year, and we did go over a little, but where did we go over? Was it in the arsenic side or the miscellaneous equipment side? Can you maybe answer that to Ms. Bates?
I'll point that over to Joanne.
Or Joanne, okay.
Is the arsenic plant?
Okay, so it was more on the arsenic side.
Yes.
Okay, but the increase is on the Romer side. Because we had $30,000 last year on the arsenic side, and you're asking for $30,000 again, $15,000 for the miscellaneous on Romer, and now $30,000 for miscellaneous. So again, I mean, you have gone over, so I'm okay with budgeting up. I just wanted to know which line item it actually should be.
Is the wording part, when we budget for it, we kind of consider both, since it's just under the same GL code?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more flexibility for us. We could use it for the Romer plant and also for the arsenic plant.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm okay with that. On the next line, or a couple lines down, the lab testing did ask for an increase here, but compared to last year, we've only used 43%. So can you maybe explain that then?
There are two things. One is the Title 22 analysis. That one is very comprehensive, and it's more expensive. We only have to do that once every 3 years.
Okay.
So this upcoming year is the year.
I see.
And second is also well two arsenic plan. We have MTBE, so we're kicking up the monitoring. So that would cost a little bit more money.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. And then on the ACH coagulant under chemicals. Notice that $70,000 up from $55,000. Have we been using more than we did last year, or are we anticipating more for this year?
One thing is the cost. Chemical tends to go up, not so much go down.
Yeah, it rarely ever goes down.
And seconds, we anticipate that we'll be running the Romer plant at full capacity.
Okay,
because we've been changing a lot of the treatment plant components, valves, actuators. So the plant will be running more efficiently and more reliably.
Okay, all right. A little further down on the repairs and maintenance for the Romer plant, I did notice a $50,000 increase for Romer. Now, I mean, I think you might have just answered that with the increased usage. We're anticipating probably a little bit more maintenance than I assume.
Yes.
Okay. And then at the very bottom of that same section, $20,000 for an automatic roll-up door/door repair. I mean, my first question was, I really think this probably should have been a separate line because it really doesn't tie into the fire sprinklers on the left. So it probably should be one down. But my question is, so is it a new door or are we repairing an automatic door?
Right now, all the doors, we need to manually roll them up And so the operators is hoping that we can automate them so we can just push a button and then you'll go up and you will come down.
Okay, yeah, because my question is, if it's a new door, shouldn't this be on Capitol?
We're keeping the door. We're only adding the control part. We're automating the door. So we're keeping the existing door, but adding the automate component.
In other words, you're going to put a garage opener on it, right? Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, just my question is, does it belong here? Does it belong in the Capitol? Because it is a new purchase of equipment.
Our limit, what is our, for Capitol, we would, what, $25,000, right?
Yeah, what's our limit?
Yeah.
No, we have some items that are under $25,000, $5,000, $10,000. Items such as this have often been in the O&M budget. However, it could fall into the Capitol, I agree.
Well, that's kind of why I bring it up, because I know at the county, if I want to buy any equipment over $5,000, it's automatically Capitol. But that's just the county rules. But I didn't know what our internal thought was, because if it's just door repair, obviously that's repairs. But if it's a new equipment, it could fall under that. But wherever you guys want to put it, that's fine with me. I have no problem with having that for the workers over there, but I just wanted to clarify where it probably should be.
Well, two things. One,
yeah.
We can put it under Capitol, so let's move it under Capitol. And the second thing is, I agree with you, if we were going to keep it in O&M, it would belong in the category below, repair and maintenance.
Well, and certainly not on the same line as the sprinklers, because I'm like, sprinklers door. Yeah, but, okay. The next page 22, maintenance, transmissions, and distribution. I did notice that we're planning on doing Class A license training for 4 employees. Just out of curiosity, how many employees do we have who have a Class A now?
Approximately 10 in the district.
Okay, and so we need 4 more, then, is your assessment?
Yeah, that's very handy.
Okay. All right. And then for the uniforms, I noticed that was for 12. Now, is that for the whole department then?
It's for the whole department.
Okay. Because it typically doesn't seem like we ever really fully utilize it every year, you know. And I, for those of you who've been through this kind of thing with me every year, I generally bring up uniforms every year because we budget for a full amount, but we rarely ever sometimes even use half. And right now I'm showing 56%, but you're asking to increase compared to where you were last year.
New employees.
Okay, how many new employees do we have in this department?
For the upcoming year, we're looking at 1 additional new employees, and then we're hoping to fill the 2 vacancies. So we'll be adding 3 more.
This isn't including the...
Not meters, just a distribution group.
Oh, okay, yes, okay.
Okay, all right, well, we can move on then. Under the repairs and maintenance on the domestic mains, it looks like we kind of lumped a lot of these under one line here for $400,000. Is it possible to get a little bit more of a breakdown? Because it looks like we're pretty much online to spend the, you know, kind of, you know, we're still a little below the 390 from last year. Now, I don't mind giving us a little more because we'll probably need it. But I just wanted to see a little bit more of a breakdown instead of it all being lumped together.
Okay.
Thank you. Page 23, repairs and maintenance street patching. So when did these new regulations go into effect by the cities?
For West Valley Water District, just this year.
Okay.
But I can tell you, working at another district, they imposed it on us a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no, and I have no issue with that. I was just more curious as to when that change had occurred.
It's something that when I arrived here, I was surprised that it wasn't being imposed because it had been imposed on others years prior.
So which jurisdictions are
City engineer, Robert Eisenbeiss,
No, but I mean, is it the city of Fontana, the city of Rialto? Oh,
city of Rialto.
Okay, so it's mainly in the city of Rialto then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Like I said, I was kind of more curious than had a concern. Moving on to asset management, page 24. And it's more just kind of a general comment, but if we can get justifications filled out on the right side as well as on the left side, I realize it's a new department, but that would be, I think, very helpful. And then it kind of brought back to another question as far as tablets, because I know, like, we've agreed to some already for some of the other departments, but Albert, maybe you can, it seems like we have a lot of tablets here, and it seems like sometimes we need more robust ones depending on what the usage is, but it seems to me that maybe a lot of tablets could be repurposed if need be. I mean, you tell me, do we have other tablets which could fill the bill for certain roles?
Yes, we have about 18 tablets that are in the field right now, but we probably okay. need some more to accommodate, and most of those tablets are being used.
Mm-hmm.
But as we move into other, work orders and service orders, we're going to even need more tablets.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I mean, if we need it, we need it. But again, since the day I've been here, it seems like we're always buying more and more. And I just, at this point, I figure everybody almost has one.
For as far as tablets, we have about 18 in the field right now. We probably get at least probably 18 more.
Okay.
But as the need changes for work orders, service orders, and some of these GIS functions and other things.
Okay. Now, then, under this particular one, it says a tablet for each department. So asset management is going to have a tablet, which is going to be with each of the other departments?
No, it should be tablet for each employee.
Each employee. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Typo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that would definitely clarify.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm like, how does that work? And then, so thank you, Albert. Then I did have a question again on the transportation meals and conventions. Just again, I would like to know, because it's listing lodging and airfare, where is this Maximo utility work group conference located? Do we already know at that point? I mean, if we're already asking for airfare and lodging, it would just...
Well, that's the category, airfare and lodging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's any airfare because it's in L.A.
It's in L.A. That's just an estimate of costs that will be incurred.
Okay, so we could just make it one category probably then?
Sure.
Yes. Because when it says lodging and airfare, I'm like, okay, so they must already have something already planned.
Yeah. It's L.A. So.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Yeah, that would be my next question is there anything local? Page 25, customer service. Who's here who can speak on behalf of customer service?
I can speak on behalf of customer service.
Actually, this is a compliment. The district uniforms, this is good. This is what I've been trying to get people to do for 4 years. It's like you don't use all of it, so we don't ask for as much the next year. Mm-hmm. So just a good job. A little further down on the very bottom of page 25, there's $40,000 for some kind of, it looks like a consultant or miscellaneous bank expense charges,
yes.
But it says $110,000 removed. Can someone just maybe kind of explain
sure.
it? Because this justification really didn't quite explain what this is and why it's being reduced.
Yes, understood. This category right here was a negative 150. We took that total expense out.
Okay.
That's an expense that is paid by the customer right now when they use their credit cards to pay their bill. It was decided by the board that they would consider passing that cost on to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's going to take time to implement such a change. There's going to have to be change in the bills, probably some configuration with the IVR, and therefore put in about a 3-month stopgap for that.
Okay, well that makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Page 27, meter reading. I had one question. Would this be
Joanne?
Okay. The Aerotech, the temporary service, I mean, I know that we were short a couple, but haven't we kind of filled some of those, or are we still using the temp labor?
We're still using the temp labor. We just interviewed, and we're now in the process of backgrounds and medical checks for the employees that will be hired.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Moving on to billing, page 28. On the expenses and training, I would like to see a little more detail as far as if there's already conferences and trainings identified again. And then probably my biggest concern is just the fact that I think for the last 4 years I've been here, we have been really pushing to do more training, and we put money towards it, and yet it seems like we don't really use a lot of it because we're at 16% of, and we even bumped it up in the mid-year. So I realize it's not so much directed at you as much as just kind of a general comment that we need to actually start using these funds that we're setting aside to actually get the training.
Understood. And and sometimes it's been very hectic, especially in the billing and accounting department, due to Tyler implementations and things like that are going on. And it's probably going to be quite hectic to the end of the year. However, they have to get some training done. I have the specific details, and I can list them all out.
So I guess my question is, is it realistic for $4,500 if, as you say, the rest of this year they're going to be pretty tied up with Tyler? Will we be able to actually get the training in the remaining 6 months?
I believe we can get the training in the remaining 6 months because there is a lot of training that's offered on a monthly basis.
Okay. All right. Like I said, we're going to give you the money. Let's get them that training. So, okay. A little further down on the InfoSend, I was a little just kind of curious. I mean, can you explain the whole InfoSend a little bit more to me, because it didn't seem like we really used the money. I mean, we're not even at 50% for the year, and yet we're budgeting the exact same amounts again. So is that maybe something you can speak to?
Yes, it's an estimate of how many bills are going to be printed. It depends on how many houses come on the system, how many bills we print. And there could also be special bills that are print or special notices and so on and so forth. Therefore, we did not want to change this amount. There was a blanket subtraction that we were thinking about putting in. However, we were worried that it could come back to fruition, that it's this amount of bills that are going to be paid. Sent out.
Have we looked at prior year usage in this category?
We did, but let me pull the details, and then I can be more specific in the justification item.
Yeah, because, if last year was more of an anomaly, that's fine. Let's keep it there. But if we've been kind of consistently under in this area for the last 2 or 3 years, I don't know why we need to keep budgeting as high.
I understand.
It's just kind of where I come from on it.
I'll give you some more detail.
Yeah, no problem. And then on page 29, kind of this last lump category of the transportation, meals, and conventions. Again, I would like to see a little more detail on some of these conventions here, and travel. But again, kind of just more broad question from or statement from before, just that we've only used 3% for the year. So let's try to make sure that we actually utilize this.
And I will open up the spreadsheet as well so you can see, because we have the unit, how many people are going. We put that in each category, and then the cost per person that's going. Yeah. So I'll make sure to open up the spreadsheet.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. And we're willing to meet with you separately if you want to meet in one evening, and we can follow up on the details.
Well, I'm just asking my questions. We'll have to see if another meeting's needed. Moving on to page 30, the administration. This AGA PDT. It looks like it was something for NYSHA. Is that still something which is needed?
I put it in there as a placeholder for the future CFO. If they wanted to attend this conference, then they would be able to.
But it was also doubled. Last year it was 900, this year it's 1800.
There was a request for maybe two people to possibly attend.
So who would be the second person besides the CFO?
Potentially the general manager.
Okay.
But I can remove or decrease it. You just let me know.
I mean, mainly I was just questioning if it was still a valid item because it had been tied to the previous CFO.
I joined the various accounting associations.
Okay. All right. And then the $4,100 for the CSDA, is that how much it costs for those 3 days? It's a couple more down there, the General Manager Leadership Summit. I mean, it says this includes board and staff, so how many people does that include?
I'll be honest, I don't know.
I have to open it up. Okay. If we open up the spreadsheet, can we look and see, John?
Which part would you like open?
I believe it is six, yes, six.
Six and six, wow. I'm not sure if we need to send that many, and I'll be honest, I mean, I'm very concerned about our debt coverage ratio at this point, and I think that we have to cut everywhere, including administration and even the board of directors where we can. I have no problem keeping it, but I think it maybe just the CFO and the general manager, or I'm sorry, we're on a different line, I'm sorry, but maybe the general manager, maybe one or two other people. I don't know if we need six, because again, I think that we have to trim wherever we can here. And then just kind of a very similar question under the miscellaneous, because again, it had been listed as being somewhat tied to NYSHA before, but is this, do you have any idea what those miscellaneous might be at this point?
Do not know at this point what they might be. It's generally conferences that come up and the CFO may state, this will assist me with budgeting, this will assist me.
Man, I have no problem giving it. I just had that question. A little further down, I think, you know, and again, you know, my board members may disagree with me, but I do think we should remove the board of directors retreat. I think that there's no reason why we couldn't have discussions here at the district and save us a lot of money. And again, I think we need to trim even ourselves in this type of situation. So, but we can move on. Going on to page 31. Under the transportation meals and conferences, a little bit towards the bottom, this LCW conference, can someone remind me what the LCW is?
That'll be Debbie. Yeah.
That is Liebert, Cassidy, and Whitmore. It's a law firm.
Okay. And so they have a HR conference then?
Yes.
And you want
and they provide us updates with all the new laws and regulations and everything related to HR.
So I guess my question is, shouldn't that be under your budget and not under the general administration budget?
Well, her position is budgeted under general administration.
But it says for three people. So I'm assuming you're probably referring to the additional people in your department, correct?
Right. Are we looking at page 43?
I'm looking at page 31.
31.
Now, I don't have an issue with it. I mean, it sounds like it'd be beneficial. I just want to clarify if it should be here or should be in your budget.
I think historically it has been budgeted here, and that's why there are a few items such as this that has been budgeted in administration that include others.
And I think it's going because the executive positions are all budgeted under administration. So I think I'm just guessing. In prior years, they probably put it there.
Well, can we take a look at it? Because I mean, I agree that if it's like general manager, maybe even the AGMs and like this, the executive assistants, things like that, that makes sense here. But if it's for you and your staff, it probably should be in your budget. Again, I'm not questioning the actual item. I'm just more wondering why is it listed here. But you all can decide what you want to do about that.
Well, it's in the budget regardless, right?
So it is, but, you know, again, it's like, yeah, make sure things are where they should appropriately be.
So we can move that. And
should we move the portion of it and leave Debbie's costs in administration?
I mean, I think that as HR manager, she's listed in human resources department. So if, in fact, the other two employees are her staff, I think absolutely all three of them should be there. I think it might be different if the other two are, say, Melissa or someone who's more executive staff in administration. So I think it just depends on who you're talking about, but you all can take a look at that.
Okay.
A little further down on the same page, 31, I did have a question as far as why, and it's actually in here a couple different places, but we have the Rialto Chamber of Commerce membership and the membership for the Fontana Chamber of Commerce. Now, they might have always been here, and I'm just now noticing them, but I question whether these memberships should be under external affairs budget, because I think that that's probably the more appropriate place for those to be listed. I don't know if Nassim has a thought on that or not, but I was kind of wondering why they're listed here and not there.
And just so you know, we're also a member of Colton Chamber of Commerce, but your point is, yeah, all the chambers should be under external affairs.
Well, that brings up a good question, because Colton's not actually listed here.
Yeah. Well, I just know we're a member.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just think that that might be something we need to take a look at, because I think that that makes the most logical sense to have that listed in external affairs. And then I noticed that we pay $900 for a subscription to the San Bernardino Sun. What is that just for the waiting room? Or what do we use that? Because that's a lot of money for a newspaper. I mean, the rates keep going up and up and up. So it's about two-thirds of the way in that last section there, $900. I'm just, again, looking for things that we probably don't really need at this point. Does anyone have any thoughts on that? Or
any comments, Nassim?
Is it for buying space, advertisement or something? We have to publish certain things during periods.
I don't believe, is this my department?
No,
okay,
this is
but
an
I could, if you don't mind, I could share. In the printed newspapers, there are often items that are not listed in the online version. So it actually is very helpful.
Well, correct. And in your budget, you do have several line items for that. But this is specifically a subscription to the Sun. Well, I'm assuming to be delivered here at the district. And so I'm just throwing that out there. Do we really need that?
Is this?
We don't get any paper deliveries that I'm aware of.
No.
Is it misprinted? Is this maybe money that we use to publish things that we have to or whatever?
Potentially. I would think it's probably for different job promotions, various different probably job fairs, that kind of items.
Well, but she does have several line items in her budget for advertising for job openings, and you have line items for promotion. Again, this is just very, it just says subscription. So can we maybe look into this
a little bit? I'll look into that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we're spending $900 a year for the Sun, which, and, I mean, we first need to figure out if we are getting a subscription, where is it going? Because it doesn't sound like anyone knows where it's going. So hopefully we're not sending somebody a free subscription somewhere. But, again, just looking for things that either need to be moved or can be removed altogether. So then moving down on the legal, I did notice that we were still anticipating $100,000 for West End litigation counselor. I mean, I thought most everything was wrapped up at this point. I mean, I would anticipate a little residual, but that's half of what we had budgeted for him last year. So do you have a...
I would agree with you that I don't think there's going to be $100,000 worth of West End litigation bills mm-hmm. between now and the end of the year.
So like $25,000, $50,000, I mean, would that be more realistic in your assessment?
Do you are there any expenses I don't know about, Clarence, maybe?
I don't know of any, and
Why don't you just split the difference, 50,000, just in case?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I would be comfortable with that.
Yeah, I have no problem having a little something there, but I was surprised to see it 100, though. I was like, should be over. Okay. Moving on to accounting, page 33. In this first section under the expenses and training, it still seems like some of these cells aren't on maybe the right line compared to what's on the left side, like the CSMFO conference probably needs to be a different line item because it's kind of listed with AP fundamental payroll certification and training. So pointing that
John
out.
John Stevenson and I have been working on this to get these lines together, but it's so many. So we'll take care of that.
I completely understand. I'm just trying to help you
understood.
Out here.
We'll get it.
Couple down on the training meals and convention, and I noticed that we were bumping this up, and I realized that to probably similar situation as we described in billing, that we're going to try to do a little more conferences and training this year.
Correct.
We only spent 31% of last year. I'm fine with bumping it up, but I want to make sure we actually get them to these trainings, you know.
Understood. So.
Okay. And then for the GFAO accounting department, which is a little bit down under dues and subscriptions, is that like a dues to that organization?
It is.
Is it based on the individuals who are members?
It is. How many people are in there? Four individuals are put in there for that?
Yeah, because last year it was 160, and this year it's 640. So are we adding people?
I know I joined. It's okay. Government Finance Officers Association.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify, because I was like, well, we're probably adding people is what I figured. But okay, moving right along. Page 35, engineering, Linda. And then you had under miscellaneous expenses and training, I was just wondering if we could get maybe a little bit more information. I have no problem giving you the extra 1,000 because I know we do have a few new people in the department. Again, only used 60% of last year, but I'll give you the extra. But if we could just get a little more detail, I would appreciate it. And then another kind of a let me find my line here. Under the transportation meals and conventions, you dropped it down to 1,000, and that's good because, like I said, didn't really use it last year. So good job there. That's what I want to see. information technology, page 37. And I was kind of confused by this, so maybe you can help me understand this. But in the second section, which is miscellaneous, transportation, meals, you know, so on and so forth, we have mileage. And, you know, it's bumped up from last year, but it says estimate for when district vehicles are not used. So do we incur charges for mileage when we don't drive our vehicles?
John, can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, it may not be described correctly, but that's kind of the way I read
this,
it. And I'm
this
like,
is the mileage that if someone drives their own vehicle for business purposes, then this is the mileage that's reimbursed.
Okay, so are we anticipating basically double the amount of the IT staff to drive their own vehicles versus the very many district vehicles we have out back?
I will be honest, I don't recall exactly how we came up with that estimate, but I don't anticipate that we will do that.
Okay.
So we can adjust these numbers.
Yeah, and adjust the description, because the way it read, I was like, what?
So
yeah, thank you. And then we have a line item under miscellaneous computer supplies. the estimated new and replacement smartphones, 10,000. How many are we, I guess my question is, how many are we replacing and how many is it we're just upgrading?
All these are anticipated for new employees.
Okay.
And I don't have, none of these are budgeted for replacement.
I see. And have we adjusted these given the changes as far as the number of positions we are bringing on board, Mr. General Manager, or
no,
or
that actually has not been adjusted based on whatever conversation took place in the closed session. So we can adjust this number.
Perfect. Thank you. That's my next question. And then I noticed the next line item was, it's on the left side, it's phone smart supplies, and then on the right side, it's headsets. Now I realize it's headsets there too a little bit, but it says headsets for customer service. So is that a cost which is normally borne by your department or would be borne by their department?
A lot of the times it's borne by the IT department. We budget, if we know ahead of time that we're gonna replace these, we'll go ahead and budget for them.
Okay.
Their headsets are getting kind of old and they've requested some new ones.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be a good time to do it.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't have an issue with the replacement. I'm just, again, wondering if it should really be under your budget or whether it should be under theirs, but I'll leave that to you guys to figure out, but I'm just raising the question. And then PCs for new positions. I believe we're adding one position in last year's budget, correct, for IT, correct? So it's 8,000 for that one employee, or are we planning on more?
No, these would be for the district themselves, for office personnel.
Okay.
Well, that's our anticipation for new, what the equipment would cost.
So it's for all employees, not simply IT?
For all new employees.
Okay, because it says new IT equipment, so I just want to clarify that it's not just your department, it's all departments.
It's IT related equipment for new staff, so this is another one that we'll go back and take a look at based on the discussion as far as the positions.
Yeah, and maybe just a good way to clarify is just maybe put in like parentheses all departments or something so that it's clear that that's a cost your department is bearing for all new employees and not just simply in your department. And then the automated vehicle localization system, we had down additional vehicles added to the fleet, but I believe that probably needs to be taken a look at because I did notice in the most recent capital that it looked like a lot of the vehicles we had planned to add have been removed.
We removed vehicles for the new budget year, but we still have vehicles coming from the mid-year budget.
Okay, so how many vehicles?
There was 10 trucks. About 13, 14 altogether, right? 13, 14 vehicles.
That's my recollection, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I believe it's about 13.
If that's the number you need for those vehicles, that's fine. Okay, moving along, page 38. Under the contracts and licensing, kind of to an earlier comment, just can we get justifications in this right column and not just simply on the ones to the left? I just would like to know, especially if it's an increase. And then at the very bottom of page 38, you have Maximo additional users. With that software, are we billed per user on that agreement? It's not just an overall license?
No.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the license that we bought for Maximo comes with 10 licenses. We didn't know how many we'd need in the end, so we started with the 10. We're going to share some of those licenses, but we're going to need to expand those licenses to accommodate all the number of users we're going to need.
And how many more licenses can we get for that 25,000?
They're roughly around $2,000 a piece.
So we're anticipating another 20 plus people who need access to that?
Well, we're determining that now. Some users are read-only users, and we're not charged for those.
Okay.
But we haven't determined all the...
Can we maybe revisit that? Because it seems like that's probably more than what we'll end up actually using. So, okay. Moving right along. Sorry, gentlemen, I'm trying to go as fast as I can here.
Got all night. Take your time.
Page 43, which I guess was Department Human Resources. Sorry. I noticed that we added $1,200 for lanyards and supplies for access cards. I imagine most of that is for the access cards. The lanyards are probably pretty inexpensive, I assume.
We provided the lanyards for the badges.
Yeah.
And for these, so it's just for supplies for the access cards.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying most of that cost, I'm sure, is just in the cards themselves, you know. And
yes, they're more expensive, correct. Yeah.
Okay. And then I noticed that we really didn't, it looked like, have a line item for that before. So where were we paying for it before? Was that coming out of administration or something?
I believe at the beginning it must have came out from IT.
The initial purchase of those was lumped in with the capital project.
Right.
Oh, within the capital budget.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that, but that's fine. And then the LCW membership, you have we had this budgeted last year, but this upcoming year you're asking for $10,005 for an initial and $5,000 also for an initial cost over 3 years.
So how they have it, they have another membership, and the LCW, you pay the $5,000, but then they have the other one for $5,000, but it's over the 3 year period, but you pay for it up front. So it's a different cost. So it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but
I kind of get that. But I guess my question is, we budgeted this last year. Shouldn't that have been the initial last year? So we have to pay an initial
$5,000, but an additional $5,000 is going to be covered for the next 3 years. So it's going to be it's a premium. It's a little bit higher level membership.
Okay.
And the basic cost is $5,000. So we're we're requesting that we get the additional $5,000, which is going to be.
So are we upgrading our current account then, from the sounds of it?
That's what we want to do.
Okay, so we have an account. We've already paid for an account, but we want to go to the next tier. That's $5,000, right?
Correct. Over 3 years, but you have to pay it up front this year.
But you're asking for $10,000. And we had $5,000
from last year. Because it's $5,000 plus an additional $5,000. We pay $5,000 normally annually.
Okay, so it's really not an initial. It's $5,000 annually.
Correct.
And then another $5,000 for 3 years
for
the premium?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because it kept saying initial in there, and then we had it last year. So it was a little confusing on, you know, normally you only pay initial once, you know. So
correct. I think it's just an error there, and yes.
Okay, yeah, if we could just clean that up language-wise, but that's fine. And then the drug testing right below it. I know we did drug testing, but was that cost somewhere else previously? Because I noticed that we didn't really have a line item for that previously.
Yes, that line item I believe was not in previously.
Okay.
However, that's something that that we are paying for,
mm-hmm.
And so that is just for random drug testing for our Class A drivers.
Okay.
So that's what we put it in this year for the budget.
Oh yeah, so this is for random drug testing. It's not just like employment related hiring drug screening.
Correct.
Okay, so is there another line item for those costs? For the ones related to when we hire someone?
Pre-employment?
Yeah.
Yes, we have a line item for those
as
well.
Okay, so yeah, so I just want to clarify this is a separate.
It's a separate, correct.
Okay. And then the service skills program renewal, Nancy Friedman. Can you maybe give me a little more background on that? I'm not sure who she is.
Service Skills is a customer-based program, and that was recommended by our general manager, Clarence Mansell. And so we had a consultant come out and do a training to improve our customer service relations. And so we decided we purchased there's a software program that we have, and we're right now distributing to all our staff, so everybody has access to it, mm-hmm. and it's to improve our external and also our internal customer service with for employees.
So is it something that's available then to all employees?
All
then?
Employees, okay. Correct.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
And they're actually required to go through at least 13 of the classes.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify what it was, and again, if it truly belonged here or belonged in a different department, but if it's all employees, it makes the most sense being here.
Yes.
So, okay. And then at the very bottom under other consultants, this $105,000 for the emergency response plan update, have we identified a consultant for that? Are we going to be putting out an RFP? I just kind of a general question. I have no issue with the item.
This is an existing consultant, and okay, they just transferred the monies over to HR since they wanted to, with the risk management, to go ahead and work with that consultant on the emergency response plan and the hazard mitigation plan.
Okay, so what's the, do we have a timetable then as far as this plan? As far as, I mean, if we already have them, what's the timeline for this project?
Well, the district has been trying to put this together for years.
Right, I understand, so that's why I'm asking.
So the consultant has started, and within a year, we'll have everything done, including being able to go for grants. Once we get our plans in place, then we can go for grants for our emergency generators and things like that.
Maybe it'd be beneficial, Clarence, to have maybe a presentation at some point in the future as far as what the timeline is going to be for this project. Because I agree, we've been trying to get this done for a while, and that's why I kind of ask, you know, who's doing it, where are we, what's the timeline? So maybe that might be something we can bring back to the board at a future date.
We've given them a year contract.
I understand that, but as far as just briefing the board on what they're doing, what the steps are, when can we expect all the different deliverables?
We can do that.
Yeah. So. Okay, moving on to page 44 for purchasing. Actually, no, I'm okay with that one. Sorry. General operations, page 45. We still looks like have a line here to reduce under stationery and office. You have a negative $20,000 on there. I don't know if that's been incorporated yet or if we need to remove that.
Sorry, we need to remove that. I will have John and his team review where it can come out of.
Okay.
I think that should be the only one left.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I think that might have been the only one I found, but again, just wanted to let you all know. Next page, page 46. Under janitorial, looks like we're proposing a bit of an increase in the monthly janitorial for the district. Can someone speak to the increase?
We have a new trailer, for one, that is going to require some additional cleaning, and the costs have gone up as well. Therefore, that was the cost that the team put together in regards to cleaning. And I'm not sure, John, do you have anything else to contribute with that one?
Not for that specific one, I don't recall.
Is this because the minimum wage has gone up? A lot of times the contractors, I remember when I was working, minimum wage went up, so they resubmitted their proposals to cover the cost surge due to minimum wage.
That is possible. I will be honest. There have been so many budget meetings. I don't recall specifically.
There has been.
Joanne, I do recall that Romer, the gentleman there, were telling me that they didn't have janitorial services. Is that a possibility of where that extra fee is coming from?
That would be $5,000 a year.
So are we adding Romer? Or?
We have been adding. Romer has been added since last year.
Okay. Maybe we can just come back with more of like
more
a
detail.
Breakdown.
Yes.
Because I agree with President Taylor. I mean, the hike in the minimum wage certainly could be a big factor here. I don't know how much they're billing us to clean the trailer, but if we could just have a breakdown of what that cost actually entails, that would just be helpful.
Sure.
And then a couple down, there was a 1980 miscellaneous charge. I think it's a sell off. I think it should be down one more from the looks of it. And then if we could just specify, so is that just miscellaneous? What does that entail? I mean, is it more of a contingency? Is it if we need to hire some additional cleaners? I mean, what does that actually entail?
Yes, yeah. It depends on how much needs to be done. A lot of times we have more visitors and then there's more trash and different things like that.
Yeah.
But we can provide more detail on that.
That would be that would be fabulous. Sure. Thank you.
Periodically they come in and do a deep clean in the bathrooms, yeah. Things like that.
Well, yeah, and all that makes sense to me. I would just like to see a little detail there. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a couple down under repairs and maintenance vehicle, we've bumped up our fleet management and the auto parts, and then a lot of other kind of repairs and maintenance related. But I guess my question is, because I know it's been evolving here as far as our management of our vehicles, but I thought that our service contract, because, like, weren't we getting a service contract with, I believe it was Rotolo, to do a lot of this maintenance? Or whatever happened with that? Can someone maybe speak to that?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I know that we have leased vehicles.
Yeah.
And they are maintained by the lease.
Okay.
Okay, but then the ones that we own, I'm not sure.
Okay, so this maybe is more related to the owned vehicles,
yes.
Then.
Yeah, I believe we have shifted some of those from the lease to, to the ones that we own now. I think we bought out some of those leases, as I recall, last
yes,
year.
We
so
did.
I think we have
did.
Seen an increase in the ones that we own.
Okay.
We can double check on that and bring.
Yeah, I mean, if we need more there, I totally get it. Because certainly as we shift some of those lease vehicles, that it made more financial sense for us to buy it. Well, now we incur those maintenance charges directly. So I totally get that, but I just wanted to clarify.
If you look at this list, we have very few lease vehicles. Since I've been here, they've been moving. Clifford's been doing a good job of moving vehicles from the lease to our ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do believe there was at least talk at one time, now it may not have come to fruition, about entering into some large-scale like service maintenance kind of agreement with Rotolo, I think it was at the time we were talking to. I don't know if that ever went through or not. Do you kind of remember that, John?
Yes, I believe we have a little bit of a mix.
Okay.
And I don't recall if it was specifically Rotolo that we went with, but I do know that we have one service that provides some of the maintenance for some of those. And we have seen a bit of an increase in some of the costs as our vehicles age.
Of course, yeah.
So we, and I believe, this year in particular, we did have some of our larger vehicles that we had to do some extra repairs on.
Yeah, and this is kind of, I think, a larger question than just the budget, but I think as we transition more away from the lease to the own, we need to maybe look at having more of a master agreement with somebody to help do all this repairs and maintenance for us for just one rate, But that's, again, a larger conversation, I think. So, okay. Page 47, under improvement projects, we had $50,000 for various project closings. Can someone explain this item to me? The way it's worded just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
My recollection of this one is that typically at the end of the fiscal year, as accounting works with engineering and evaluates the projects that are being done.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, we have some costs in there that are, really not truly capitalizable or, associated with an asset, and they get expensed on the O&M here.
And that
so
could include meters.
So it's basically year-end closing costs for capital projects or something like that.
That's correct.
Okay, well, maybe we just need to reword it to that, something like that. And then, not so much a question, but more just a comment under repairs and maintenance structures, the conservation garden at the headquarters. I know that we kind of somewhat killed off parts of our garden not that long ago, so I'm just hoping that we get it right this time. just a comment. So have no problem putting the money there, but let's make sure we do things appropriately this time. Moving on. Those were all the questions I had on the regular budget. On the capital improvement budget, if you gentlemen are okay with me moving on to that. You're all just like, just shut up, Greg. Just go. I will say that the revised one was much better than the one previously, which I didn't really get a chance to ask questions on, but I am happy to see that a lot of items were trimmed out that were of a little concern to me. There was only really one thing which I just wanted to bring up, just simply because it's something I know we've talked about as a board and something which I'm not opposed to as a board, but I just wonder if this current fiscal climate is the right time. And that was the adding the audio-visual upgrade with video recording. Again, I'm not opposed to the idea. I've actually been supportive of the idea. We've talked about it kind of off and on for like the last 4 years since I've been here. I'm just not sure if this is the time. With the current financial area which we're in. And frankly, I think there's probably more urgent needs for $210,000 on the capital budget for the general manager, who I know had to cut a lot of things out of this capital budget. But I'm just throwing that out to the board members. If you guys want to move forward with that, I'm not opposed, but I just think that that's a nice to have. It's not a need to have, and I think Clarence could easily tell us $210,000 of things that you feel we really do need to have. But that's my only comment. So everything else on the capital budget, I think, looks pretty good. I just want to thank everybody for putting up with all my questions. These are always fun times, but I do sincerely appreciate all of your diligent efforts on these as we work. It's always a very long, tedious process, and I look forward to seeing some of the revisions on the next round, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So the next round, we would make the revisions if the board approves, and then we'd want to present the budget to the board on June 20th.
That sounds good.
Okay.
So in other words, we'd make the revisions. Greg will look over the revisions, and if he's okay with that, I'm certainly going to be okay with the budget, and we'll present that to the board, and okay, we'll take a vote on it and see if we accept it, okay, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Can I maybe just add one?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm still concerned on the OMN budget. Our debt coverage ratio is a little better than it was last week. I still think it's too low. So I would like staff to look for more places we can get, because 1.5 to me, I think, is still cutting it a little close. If we have another wet year, I'm afraid we're going to be under. So that's just my concern, but I do appreciate all the efforts we've made in trying to widen that gap so far.
I think there's been a lot of cuts made already, which is your suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that should bring the gap down quite a bit.
And I'd like to remind that we do have the mid-year budget process.
Correct.
If this budget is adopted, but we see we're having problems, and because of the way that we're beginning to track now with monthly reports on our expenditures, or revenue and expenditures, we'll see right away if we're having problems, and we can always come to the board for adjustments.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to have about 17 minutes of questions on the budget, and we could take a 10-minute break. And I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you, Greg. All right. Back to the agenda. Let's see. Moving right along. Let's see. Where are we? This matters discussion. All right. Board members, do you have any do you have anything you want to talk about?
I do not, sir.
John, you good?
On the budget?
No, on anything.
We're wrapping up. We're closing.
We've wrapped up the budget. Is there anything you want, anything you want to say?
I do have, I want to talk about Mr. Griggs and your comments. And I want to follow up on this. This is very disturbing. About a former employee no longer with us, making, you know, disparaging comments. I don't think that's part of the culture of our district here. Hopefully it's just one individual. But I would appreciate if you would work with our general manager about your concerns, which are very legitimate and disturbing to me, and or this might be an HR, you know, I don't know what we have in our policies with regard to racial kinds of things. I know that we have some things in the policy on that. I'm wondering about in-service training, sensitivity, things of that type. Could you make a comment on that?
Yes, we do have the new program that we have. It's the service skills. There's a lot of training that we have, not only how to deal with customers outside of the organization, but also inside. And it also covers a lot of that, the same type of, you know, respect and how to deal with each other here as employees. And so we don't tolerate any of that type of behavior in the district. This is the first time I hear of something like that. And we make sure that we have training. We're gonna have our harassment training, which is gonna deal with a lot of different issues in regards to discrimination and harassment and bullying and that type of thing as well. So that's something that HR will be doing this year as well. So, you know, that's not the culture that that we see here at the district. Uh-huh. And certainly that's not something that that we would allow. So so thank you for bringing that up. And,
yeah, and you will work with Mr. Griggs then with respect
yes.
to it.
Okay. Yes, we will work with him.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, Don. Anything else? Greg?
Just thank you to everybody for coming and to staff for all their hard work.
All right. Thanks, guys. Legal counsel, do you have anything?
I have no report, Mr. President.
Okay. Mr. General Manager.
At the risk of getting shot, I do have something.
Do? Well, I was told by Mr. Griggs you have a side business we didn't even know about.
Yeah. So we have, Nassim is going to come up and give you some good news.
Oh, good. Good news is appreciated.
Great news. In regards to working with the County of San Bernardino with our districting process, in regards to the maps, we finalized everything. Our GIS manager has reviewed everything, and it's perfect, just as the board approved. So we have the map here, and I'm just going to go ahead and have it processed back with the county, confirming that. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you. Was that it?
That's it, other than we need you to sign that map.
Okay, done. Upcoming meetings, Madam Secretary.
Yes, we have moved some of our committee meetings to the week of June 17th. We'll have some of our committee members attending the AWWA conference June 9th through the 12th. That will be in Denver. So the HR meeting, external affairs meeting, has been moved to June 17th, followed by the safety tech on the 18th, and the following day, June 19th, we'll have the engineering meeting. San Bernardino Valley Municipal, you are noted on our agenda for your regular board meeting. Our next board meeting will be held on June 20th. The following day on Friday, we'll have a finance committee, and then Director Olinger will be attending the West Cass the end of this month, June 26th through the 28th.
Thank you. Thanks, Don.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Occasionally, I get an an email from the city of Rialto with respect to some of the events that they hold. For example, there's one coming up with the groundbreaking for Frisbee Park, and I got an invitation to attend that, and I didn't know whether the other board members get those invitations or not. I know this is not listed. Do you get those invitations?
I do not. No. I do not. And in the past, we have been working with External Affairs, who usually brief me on any of those upcoming events, but we'll take a closer look at that to make sure that it's noted.
Okay. We do live in the city of Rialto, yes. and so we like to be apprised of if there's anything real special. Yes, June.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, does anybody have anything else before I adjourn? All right, thank you all for coming. Thanks for getting the budget propped up and done, and meeting adjourned. Thank you.